Chapter 26. The Tent Cloth. The dwelling itself you shall make out of sheets woven of fine linen, twined, and of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, with cherubim embroidered on them. The length of each shall be 28 cubits, and the width 4 cubits. All the sheets shall be of the same size. 5 of the sheets are to be sewed together, edge to edge, and the same for the other 5. Make loops of violet yarn along the edge of the end sheet in one set, and the same along the edge of the end sheet in the other set. There are to be 50 loops along the edge of the end sheet in one set, and 50 loops along the edge of the corresponding sheet in the second set, and so placed that the loops are directly opposite each other. Then make 50 clasps of gold, with which to join the 2 sets of sheets, so that the dwelling forms one whole. Also, make sheets woven of goat hair, to be used as a tent covering over the dwelling. 11 such sheets are to be made. The length of each shall be 30 cubits, and the width 4 cubits. All 11 sheets shall be of the same size. Sew 5 of the sheets, edge to edge, into one set, and the other 6 sheets into another set. Use the 6th sheet double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops along the edge of the end sheet in one set, and 50 loops along the edge of the end sheet in the second set. Also make 50 bronze clasps, and put them into the loops, to join the tent into one whole. There will be an extra half sheet of tent covering, which will be allowed to hang down over the rear of the dwelling. Likewise, the sheets of the tent will have an extra cubit's length to be left hanging down on either side of the dwelling, to protect it. Over the tent itself, you shall make a covering of ram skins dyed red, and above that, a covering of tehash skins. The wooden walls. You shall make boards of acacia wood as walls for the dwelling. The length of each board is to be 10 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits. Each board shall have 2 arms that shall serve to fasten the boards in line. In this way, all the boards of the dwelling are to be made. Set up the boards of the dwelling as follows. 20 boards on the south side, with 40 silver pedestals under the 20 boards, so that there are 2 pedestals under each board at its 2 arms. 20 boards on the other side of the dwelling, the north side, with their 40 silver pedestals, 2 under each board. 6 boards for the rear of the dwelling to the west, and 2 boards for the corners at the rear of the dwelling. These 2 shall be double at the bottom, and likewise double at the top to the first ring. That is how both boards in the corners are to be made. Thus, there shall be in the rear 8 boards with their 16 silver pedestals, 2 pedestals under each board. Also make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the dwelling, 5 for those on the other side, and 5 for those at the rear toward the west. The center bar at the middle of the boards shall reach across from end to end. Plate the boards with gold, and make gold rings on them as holders for the bars, which are also to be plated with gold. You shall erect the dwelling according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. The veils. You shall have a veil woven of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined, with cherubim embroidered on it. It is to be hung on 4 gold-plated columns of acacia wood, which shall have hooks of gold, and shall rest on 4 silver pedestals. Hang the veil from clasps. The Ark of the Commandments you shall bring inside, behind this veil which divides the holy place from the Holy of Holies. Set the propitiatory on the Ark of the Commandments in the Holy of Holies. Outside the veil you shall place the table and the lampstand, the latter on the south side of the dwelling, opposite the table which is to be put on the north side. For the entrance of the tent, make a variegated curtain of violet, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of fine linen twined. Make 5 columns of acacia wood for this curtain. Have them plated with gold, with their hooks of gold, and cast 5 bronze pedestals for them.